Here's what I refer to as the Laxalt cocoon that is going on. Adam Laxalt, who has barely been in the state for a cup of coffee, is in one of the biggest upsets in Nevada history in 2014, is now running for governor, and his folks are only letting him be in very controlled or truncated interviews. In other words, 1 or 2 minutes, or they will go over to the newspaper owned by his patron, Sheldon Adelson, and do very, very friendly interviews. They are not forthcoming to any media that wants to sit down with an in-depth interview. He will not do it. And there's a reason he won't do it, because he gets himself in trouble when he has to answer in-depth questions. Maybe I'm wrong.
What are you saying about him by saying that he gets in trouble by when he has to answer in-depth questions?
Well, I just don't think he knows the issues very well. For instance, let me give you a talking point that they have. He wants to repeal the commerce tax, which was a seminal moment in Nevada history when it passed in 2015, bipartisan. It was just a little tiny business tax. But he wants to repeal it, and they say, it's only 1% of the state budget, and he won't have to raise taxes. That 1% is an incredibly misleading talking point, because it includes all the federal money that also was there. Brian Sandoval, the governor, has said it will be devastating. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, potentially. Let's see him answer more detailed questions about how much money it would really be. And he doesn't understand the state budget. At least there's no evidence that he does. But you know what, Joe? There's a very easy way for him to prove me wrong. And let's forget about the Nevada Independent for a second, although I never do. Why isn't he sitting right where I'm sitting for an hour long interview with KNPR to answer all of these questions? I bet you've asked him to.
We have asked him to. John, let's talk about guns a little bit. Hopefully what we had in Las Vegas will never happen again. Florida has had two awful shootings in a little more than a year. Do you think there are any bills coming down the pike for the 2019 legislature here that will address gun control in any way?
Well, you're probably going to see some proposed during the campaign and right away since Parkland. I have no doubt about that, too. There's some talk that there's a sea change now with all these really articulate high schoolers speaking out about what should be done, that maybe Congress will do something, that maybe state governments will do something. It's going to depend, obviously, on who controls the legislature. Will the Democrats keep control of the legislature? Will a Democrat be elected as governor? If the Democrats control all three of the levers in Carson City, I think there will be gun control legislation passed. What it will look like, I don't know, but I would guess that would happen. Both Steve Sisolak and Christian Kiliani, I think, would be inclined to sign it. Adam Laxalt is a favorite of the NRA, even though there is some controversy now because he was supposed to speak at their May convention, and then suddenly his picture disappeared from their website. The RJ's Colton Lockhead reported this, and they won't explain why. They're just coming up with another of their very dodgy responses. Oh, we can't plan that far out in advance. He was there in 2017. I posted his speech in 2017. He is a very, very strong supporter of the NRA. I doubt any gun control legislation is going to get past Governor Adam Laxalt's veto pen.